Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Who created evil? Did you know that the scriptures actually give us a plain answer to this question? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7. Listen, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, there's a verse you probably haven't heard. Traditional Christianity, they seem to have avoided this verse pretty good. But God's really clear in this. I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. To really understand this, you need to go back to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God. God's the creator. There was once nothing except God. Just God alone. God started with a blank slate and empty canvas. God created the entire universe out of absolutely nothing. He simply spoke and the worlds were in existence. So everything is out of God, obviously. There's no other choice. That's why Paul says in Romans chapter 11, verse 36, out of him and through him and to him are all things. Everything is out of God. Every effect must have a cause, and he is the great cause. He's the first cause. He's the ultimate cause. Because in the beginning, God. We must learn this truth first if we're going to learn anything else. We must start all our doctrine with God, for he is the beginning of everything. We must start large with God, and then work our way toward the minute details of our lives, to the small things. If God is not our starting place of understanding, and we have our starting place with ourselves in the minute details of our lives, we'll end up humanistic and evolutionary. We'll be man-centered and world-conscious, placing our focus on the relative aspect of life. If, however, we start our study of the Scriptures large with God, then we'll be God-centered and God-conscious, and we'll have as our focus a firmly anchored position in the absolute aspect of life. If there was once nothing but God, then of course all things are out of God. Fundamental Christendom seems to have trouble when it comes to this area. They don't have any trouble with God being the creator, but they restrict this all things are of God to his initial creation, the moon, the stars, the world. And you get past that initial creation, and they quickly become humanistic and evolutionary in their thinking. To them, all is out of God means creation. But quickly, after creation, things begin to change, and somehow all is out of man. And man's responsible for everything. Think for a moment of the computer or the CD player that you're listening to this teaching on. It's out of God. How else could it be? Where did all those materials ultimately come from, except from the storehouse of his creation? And in addition, where did the intellect come from to invent the many technologies that converge to make it work? But from the fearfully and wonderfully made minds of God's creation. How else could it be? Remember, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. And then God said, let there be. The computer or the CD player that you're listening this to, or the MP3 player, they're just a continuation of his mighty work. For out of him and through him and to him are all things. Of course, somehow Christendom thinks that all this breaks down when it comes to the subject of evil. They then become evolutionary in their theology. But God clearly says, Isaiah 45:7 again, I form the light and create darkness, I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. We can see this all the way back in the Garden of Eden. Nothing there took God by surprise. It all worked together for his purpose. God did not start playing catch-up with man's rebellion. God was always in the lead. After all, it was God himself who planted the garden with two trees. One tree, the tree of life, and the other tree, the knowledge of good and evil. Good and evil, the exact same tree. Both of divine origin. We focus on the good or the evil, we'll miss the life, divine life, that's apart from good and evil. Life comes from an entirely different tree, and the knowledge of good and evil from the same tree. God created evil as a part of his divine plan, a part of contrast, just as much as the contrast of day and night, of sunshine and rain, so the contrast of good and evil. It didn't sneak into his creation. Rather, he put it there, right in the midst of the garden. It was the core of his plan to be all in all. And just as Pharaoh, God says, for this cause have I raised you up, so evil is God's great servant. He has a great plan for evil, and when he's finished with this great plan, he will be all in all. No, evil didn't take God by surprise. It didn't sneak into his creation. For indeed, the Lord Jesus Christ was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. A. Enoch writes in his profound book, The Problems of Evil and the Judgments of God, here's what he says, we only contemn ourselves as theological evolutionists when we trace sin back to a creature and refuse to acknowledge the Creator. Many who do not spare the short-sightedness of science and condemn its labored efforts to banish God from his own universe are practicing the same deception when confronted with the origin of evil. We must ever remember that God is God, and as God, he works all things after the counsel of his own will. Good and evil, pain and joy, all things after the counsel of his own will. In fact, one of God's names in the Old Testament is El. He's the subjector. He's the one who's responsible for all his creation. This is what creatorship and headship and fatherhood, about being God, it's what it's all about. Regardless of what man says about God to the contrary, God is responsible. He's the responsible creator of his universe, out of whom are all things. He's not lost control of his universe. He's large and in charge, period. And he's not lost control of your life either. Though it may look like evil has come in your life, with Job you can say, you know, have we received good at the hand of the Lord, and shall we not receive evil? And rest in the fact that Father knows best, and that evil is his servant for a grand purpose in the final outcome. Now, for your edification and enjoyment, here's a song from a dear friend of ours, Danny Rossino, and he's singing, God Created Evil.
How would you know good if you don't know bad? How would you know happy if you don't know sad? God created evil for his purpose. It didn't take him by surprise. One of these days everybody's gonna realize. How would you know hate if you don't know love? How would you know be loved if you don't know about us? God created evil for his purpose. It didn't take him by surprise. One of these days everybody's gonna realize. God is just a creator. God with evil, he is a loving father. There's got to be a contrast for you to understand. God's awesome plan. Created evil for his purpose. It didn't take him by surprise. One of these days everybody's gonna realize.